stand together. Brother Hart is going to come and preach the word of the Lord to us tonight. Don't we appreciate Brother and Sister Hart? They are such a blessing to this church, and I want you to know and them to know we appreciate them. Brother Hart, come open the word of the Lord to us. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God again tonight. Amen. To feel the presence of God and to know, amen, that He's in the house tonight. Amen. That He is here to minister. Amen. As we have need, whatever our needs are. Amen. I'm glad that we can come together. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Amen. We need, amen, to come together. And so much the more as we see the day. I believe that there is coming a day. Hallelujah. There's coming a day, and it's coming soon. When Jesus Christ is going to take us out of this world. Amen. We're going to take our flight. Oh, praise God. We're going to leave this world behind. And we're going to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord one more time. Would you praise the Lord? Worship God. Magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. If you have your Bibles tonight, we want you to turn first of all to the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 14th verse. And then we're going to go to the book of Exodus, chapter 3. And I pray that God would speak to you tonight as He has spoken to me. Hope that you can receive what I believe God wants us to receive tonight. Amen. Because our God is a holy God. Hallelujah. I said, our God is a holy God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 and 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see the Lord. Exodus chapter 3, beginning with verse number 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that, he turned aside to see. God called unto him out of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Verse number 14 says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. And then our final verse of scripture before we pray, Exodus chapter 15 and verse number 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. I'm going to ask Brother Grissom to pray.
Jesus, you're wonderful and you're holy. Talk to us here tonight in this service. Speak to our hearts. Give us ears to hear, faith to believe, courage to obey. Thank you for your messenger and your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, and you may be seated. I want to preach to you on this subject tonight, a subject called holiness and the law of the Spirit. Holiness and the law of the Spirit. In our Bible, the words holy and holiness first appear in Exodus chapter 3. In our text, we have read to you the very first mention of that word. The words holy and holiness are derived from and translated from a Hebrew word called kadesh. Kadesh means separation and withdrawal. In the New Testament, a complementary word, a supplementary word to the Hebrew kadesh is the Greek hagios. Hagios in its various forms means separation and purity. The fact that they do not appear, that the words holy nor holiness appear anywhere in the book of Genesis, it is somewhat astounding, because God is holy. That all holiness originates with God. And while that these terms are not found anywhere in the book of beginnings, they are implied by the majesty of God's presence. Jacob said, "Truly the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not." And the scripture speaks of the dread of God, that he drew back from the presence of God because of God's majesty and God's power. But here in Exodus 3 and verse 5, where God reveals his name and his nature, holiness is spoken of directly in the Word of God. From this point forward in the Scriptures, that holiness is constantly stressed. As I began to look through the concordance, I was amazed. Not one reference to holy or holiness was to be found until Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5. But from that point forward, that we find it mentioned repeatedly, constantly, continuously. Amen. For holiness is the name of God. Holiness and the name of God are inseparably linked together. For his name is holy. That the name of the Lord is something to be reverenced. Amen. The Bible says that we are not to take the name of the Lord our God in vain. That we ought to speak the name of the Lord in reverence and fear, because his name is the name of authority. His name is the name of power. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 57 and verse 15, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19 in the New Testament, the Bible declares, "The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." That you cannot separate the name of the Lord from the holiness of God. Amen. In this text of Scripture, in Exodus chapter 3, Moses asked God, and he said unto God, "Who am I going to tell them sent me?" And the Bible says that God replied unto Moses, and he said unto Moses, "I am that I am." Hallelujah. So God revealed himself by name. In fact, the name Yahweh or Jehovah means literally, it comes from a to-be verb in the Hebrew that means I am. When we say Yahweh, we are essentially saying, I am, that he is the great I am. He's the God that has always been. He's the God that is, and he's the God that is to come, the Almighty. Praise God. And so, from this point forward, where God reveals his name, I want you to really get a hold of, wrap your brain around that statement tonight. From this place in Scripture where God reveals his name and his nature, amen, holiness is first mentioned in the Word of God. You cannot speak the name of Jesus without speaking reverently if you're going to please God. Amen. The Bible says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." Amen. When you say Jesus, amen, you need to speak it, amen, with a sense of awe and respect, because inherent in that name is authority and power. Hallelujah. I said, in that name there is authority and there is power. The Bible said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus. He is holy. Our God is holy. And so when you speak the name of Jesus, amen, you need to do it reverently. That's why the Bible says, "Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Amen. Because when we do not walk in the holiness of God, we bring reproach and shame upon the name of the Lord. And his name is not something to be dragged through the mire and the mud and the filth of this world, because our God is holy. The people of his name are a holiness people, because we were called unto God to be holy and separate from the world. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. All holiness originates with God. Holiness emanates from God. The Bible says that when Moses saw that bush that was burning with fire but not consumed, that he turned aside to see what was happening. And when God saw that Moses turned aside, when he got Moses' attention, you know, sometimes God has to do some phenomenal things to get our attention. Amen. I thank God, amen, that one day he got my attention. Sometimes some very unusual things happen in our lives that we cannot explain. Amen. But God wants to get our attention. He had Moses' attention. I know that if I was walking somewhere and I saw something like Moses saw, that it would get my attention. I'm not just going to pass on by. I want you to know, you can't be in the presence of God, amen, and just pass on by, amen, without giving any thought to the presence and the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He knew that there was something there that required investigation. Oh, he wanted to look into it. Oh, I thank God for this Holy Ghost and fire, amen, that we experience today. The Bible says that even the angels of God desire to look into it. They want to come and get a little closer to the fire because they sense that something phenomenal is in the midst of God's people. Moses knew that this was no ordinary bush, that this was no ordinary fire. I don't know about you, but every fire that I've ever kindled, amen, was a destructive fire. Amen, it consumed everything that it touched. Amen, this was no ordinary fire, but it was still a consuming fire. It didn't consume the bush. It won't consume anything, amen, that God doesn't want it to consume. But I want you to know my Bible says that my God is a consuming fire. That He wants to consume everything that's not like Him. He wants to get it out of your life. He wants to cleanse you and purify you and sanctify you. And you might be a holy people, a sanctified people in the sight of God. Oh God, consume me with your Holy Spirit. Cleanse me, oh God, and make me holy because you're a holy God. Hallelujah. Would you clap your hand to the Lord? Holiness originates with God. And everything that God touches, amen, is going to be changed. Amen. God, amen, allows His holiness to touch our life. We're not holy. The only thing in this world that is inherently holy is God Himself. The Bible says that God is holy in every respect. He is absolute perfection. In Him, amen, we find no sinfulness. We find no guile in His mouth. He is pure. He is without blemish. The Holy Lamb of God. And because He is holy, any object or any person that is set apart for divine service or worship must be dedicated to holiness. Amen. I'm not like Jesus, but my Bible tells me that one day that we're going to see Him and we're going to be changed to be like Him. Jesus said, "Be ye perfect even as my Father in heaven is perfect." You cannot attain it in this life. Perfection is something that we reach for. Holiness is something that we must strive to attain. Because in our flesh, the Bible says, there abideth or there dwelleth no good thing. There's nothing good about your stinking flesh. There's nothing good about my stinking flesh. Flesh is flesh. And the Bible says that flesh warreth against spirit. There's enmity of the flesh and the spirit. We've got a nature that's contrary to the nature of God. Amen. There's something about flesh. Amen. That is rebellious. Amen. Israel rebelled against the commandments of the Lord. The Bible tells us that God promised Israel, amen, a land that flowed with milk and honey. He promised them an inheritance that stretched from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. But somehow Israel could not get past a place called Kadesh. Did you hear what I said? Israel could not get past a place called Kadesh. Do you remember what Kadesh means? It means holy. Amen. The Bible says the things in the Old Testament are written for our example. Typology teaches us that Israel could not enter the promised land because they could not get past a place called Kadesh, because they stumbled at the promises of God. God said, you can conquer your enemies. You can possess the land. But Israel looked at their flesh and they said, we're like grasshoppers in their sight. And they would not go in and take possession of the promises of God. They stumbled in unbelief at a place called Kadesh. Kadesh Barnea. I don't believe it's an accident, amen, that the word Kadesh means holy or holiness. They could not get past Kadesh in order to go in and conquer the enemies that stood in their way of obtaining an inheritance that God had promised unto them. There are a lot of people today that love God. They love the promises of God. They love the blessings of God. But they cannot get past holiness because they don't believe that they can live for God. Amen. With the power of the Holy Ghost in them, conquering those things that come against them. And in fear, they withdraw into the flesh. Because Israel would not trust in God, but they trusted in the flesh. They had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And all those of that generation perished. And a new generation, amen, rose up. I want you to know that if you won't serve God in holiness, God will raise up another generation that will honor His name, that will lift Him up. Amen. He'll raise up a people that are called by His name. Because without holiness, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Someone said, well, what is holiness? Praise the Lord. Brother Harris, one of my friends who pastors in the Metroplex in the city of Arlington, was asked the question, Brother Harris, is holiness important? And Brother Harris said, it's absolutely important. It's just as important as being born again. In fact, if you're going to live in the Spirit, if you're going to be led by God, amen, you must be born again. Hallelujah. If you're going to live a life of purity and separation, you need the Holy Ghost in your life, because the Holy Ghost is power. He said, well, Brother Harris, what is holiness? You know, there's a lot of people that have got different ideas what holiness is. Some people think that holiness is in the letter. People think that holiness is rules and regulation. It's a lifestyle, or it's standards of dress, or it's this or it's that, or it's something else. And while all of those things relate to our desire to be holy, amen, holiness is not something that can be put on or taken off. Amen. You can have a standard and not have holiness. The Pharisees, amen, their standards were higher than probably most of our standards. Some of you don't even pay your tithes. The Pharisees, amen, boasted because they paid tithe of everything. Yet Jesus said, if your righteousness does not exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, that you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. It's not the outward, amen, that is holy. It's not the putting on or the taking off or the rules and regulations that you follow. That the Pharisees had more rules than the Bible did. Jesus said, you transgress the law by your tradition. Come on now. The Bible wasn't enough. Amen. They thought that they had to legislate from the bench. Kind of sounds like some of our problems in America. The Constitution's not good enough, so we've got to put judges in there that can rewrite the Constitution however they seem fit. There are some people, amen, that do not have any reverence for the Word of God. That they think that they can add to it, or they think they can take away from it with impunity. But I want you to know that we need to reverence the Word of God, because His Word is holy. His Word is righteous. His Word is pure. His Word is able to save your soul from hell. Amen. You cannot, amen, improve on the Word of God. You can make more rules, but you can't improve on God. Amen. God wouldn't even be allowed in some of our churches because He's not holy enough. Think about that one. In fact, Jesus had a harder time getting in the church in His own generation than He did, amen, finding the company of tax collectors and publicans, amen, and harlots. He said, they go into the kingdom of God ahead of you religious bigots. Amen. He had more trouble in the church than He ever did out there on the seashore. There's more bigots in the church sometimes than there are in the world. Amen. The Lord said that you, amen, make them, you go out and you proselyte the Gentiles to bring them into this faith, and you make them more, twice more, the child of the devil. Now Jesus said that. They're worse off than if you hadn't left Him alone. Amen. Praise God. We're talking about holiness. Amen. Israel could not get past holiness. And so they did not enter into the promises of God. If we're going to have the kind of revival that shakes our world, amen, we've got to have the kind of holiness that comes from the inside. We've got to have the kind of holiness, amen, that submits to the authority of God and His Holy Spirit. Amen. We cannot manufacture anything, amen, that is an improvement upon the things of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't outsmart God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is holy. Holiness is as essential to salvation as the new birth experience. So we need to know what holiness is. We know what holiness is not, but what is holiness? And they believe it's important to know what the new birth is. Some people claim to be born again, but they've never been baptized with the Holy Ghost. They've never been baptized in Jesus' name. They don't live a holy, overcoming life, but they claim to be born again. My Bible says, he that is born of God, amen, overcomes the world. Amen. We're like light in the midst of the darkness. We're salt in the midst of the decadence of this world. Amen. Amen. We're not going to look like the world. We're not going to act like the world. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Amen. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. We need to be light and we need to be truth. Amen. We need to be different, but we don't need to be different for different sake. Hallelujah. Anybody can put on a uniform. The Amish look different. Amen. The Hare Krishna people look different. There's a lot of people that look different. I see people that look different all the time, but that doesn't make them a child of God. Amen. You can look pitiful too, and that don't make you a child of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. ugliness and holiness are not synonymous. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Some people think the uglier you are, the holier you are. My Bible talks about the beauty of holiness. Real holiness is beautiful. Real holiness is not a reflection of us, it's a reflection of God. Hallelujah. You don't have to tell people you're a Christian. Amen. If they can't tell you're a Christian by your spirit and your attitude, amen, then there's probably something wrong with your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Holiness is essential to salvation. And in spite of the endowment of the power of the Holy Ghost, when you receive the Holy Ghost, that's when the battle really begins. The devil's not going to fight for territory that he already has. When you get the Holy Ghost, that's when your real struggles with the flesh are going to begin. You hear me? Hallelujah. When you are born of God, amen, the devil, amen, wants to snuff out your life as soon as you're born. Hello, Jesus Christ, amen, who is, amen, the firstborn from the dead. He is our example. As soon as he was born, Herod wanted to kill him. He didn't wait till he was a grown man. He wanted to kill him from infancy. The devil's not going to let you grow into maturity. The devil doesn't want you to grow up in the things of God or be nurtured in the word of the Lord. Amen. Because he knows that he is no match for a child of God that's full of the Spirit, that's mature, who's walking under the power and the influence of the Holy Ghost. For greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. But the devil likes to pick them off as soon as they're born. That's why we see so many people who are baptized in the Holy Ghost, amen, who receive a genuine experience with God, amen, that we don't see them continuing on in the walk with God often times because there's no one there to nurture them and to lead them and to guide them and to disciple them in the things of God, because the devil, like a roaring lion, is walking to and fro seeking whom he may devour. And he starts with the children. Amen. He starts with the children. Hallelujah. Our real battle begins the moment that we're born again. That's when the battle between the flesh and the spirit begins to really get down in earnest. The devil wants to destroy every newborn child of God as soon as he enters into the kingdom. Why? Because we're children of destiny. We're children that are marked. We're children, amen, who have an inheritance. Amen. We have a promise that one day we're going to rule and reign with Christ. Hallelujah. We're a royal priesthood. We're a chosen generation. We've been called out of darkness to walk in the light of his glorious truth. Can you say praise the Lord? We're children of destiny. Hallelujah. I said we're children of destiny. Hallelujah. We've been called out of Egypt. Egypt to inherit the promises of God. We need to get past Kadesh. We need, amen, to go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation, the principles of Christ. Well, we need to move on, amen, into the higher realms of the things of God. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. But that which ye have already, Revelation 2 and verse 25, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. That's the destiny of the children of God. Oh, that's the destiny of those, amen, that have been born of the water and of the Spirit. Oh, hear me tonight. Amen. Holiness is necessary if we're going to enter in to that place called heaven. He's looking for a holy people. Amen. That's prepared for a holy place. Praise God. He is holy. There's a need for the church to be a separate people. Let's look at 1 Peter, the first chapter, and the 15th and the 16th verses of 1 Peter. We are called unto separation. Amen. We must separate from the world. We cannot remain in the way of the flesh if we are going to please the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15 says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Amen. You know who your example of holiness is? Jesus Christ. Don't compare yourself with one another. Don't compare yourself with some other denomination. Don't compare yourself, amen, with some other religious group. Amen. But we are striving to attain unto the stature of one called Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. Amen. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Yeah. Amen. We've got to be holy. We've got to be righteous. We have a choice. We have a choice to either separate from sin or be separated from God. Because he's holy. And nobody can enter in except those, amen, that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. That have been made holy. And that have been made justified by his name and by his Spirit. Praise God. Oh, I want to be holy tonight. Brother Harris is that, well, what does it mean, Brother Harris, to be holy? Because there's so many people that have so many various interpretations and definitions of what it means to be holy. Brother Harris gave them this answer, and I think that it would be good that we would heed this answer. He said, whatever holiness is, and I believe that the Word of God reveals to us the basic fundamentals of what holiness is. It means to be like God. But whatever holiness is, we better have it or we're not going to enter into the kingdom. Because holiness is fundamental to salvation. Amen. If we are not holy, we shall not see the kingdom of God. That's why the Bible says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 6:17, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And so the first definition of holiness is to be separated from sin. You cannot keep on sinning and be holy. You can, the Bible, in fact, the Bible says in 1 John that he that practices sin, amen, amen, is not born of God. For he that is born of God doth not practice sin, because his seed remaineth in him. Amen. We cannot be habitual sinners and be children of God. We cannot, amen, love the things of the world and love God. Amen. All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and all they that are in the world, amen, that they cannot love the things of God. All that is in the world is enmity with God. But we've got to love God. We've got to love the Father. Hallelujah. And so being holy is being separated from the world and the things that contaminate us. Amen. That cause us to violate the things of God. Amen. The Bible says in Revelation 21:27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. I want you to know there's some things that are an abomination unto God. They're a stench in his nostrils. That God, while he loves the sinner, he hates sin. He hates iniquity. He hates everything, amen, that is rebellious against his word and against his spirit. Amen. If we're going to be holy, we're going to love the things of God. If we're holy, then we're going to love God. If we're holy, we're going to love God's word. If we're holy, we're going to love one another. If we're holy, amen, we're going to have a nature like God's nature. Amen, we're going to be willing to forgive our brother when he trespasses against us. We're going to be willing, amen, to humble ourselves, amen, and let God fight our battles. The Bible said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. If we're going to be holy, we're going to have to learn to turn the other cheek. And let the Lord fight our battles. Hallelujah. If we're holy, we're not going to be a brawler. If we're holy, we're not going to be given to much wine. Hallelujah. If we're holy, we're not going to live a life of licentiousness and sin. We're not going to lust for the things, amen, that satisfy the carnal nature if we are separated unto God. Amen, because the Bible says all those that do such things will not enter into that city. Hallelujah. Amen, we also need to be a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1-2 says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so holiness, amen, is living a life of submission to the authority of God. The Bible says, if you walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And as many as are led of the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Didn't say as many as have received the Spirit. It says as many as are led of the Spirit. Hallelujah. They were all delivered out of Egypt by the Spirit, but they didn't follow God. Amen. In the things of God. And they forfeited their inheritance. They were baptized in the cloud and they were baptized in the sea. But they still perished in the wilderness because they would not trust God. They could not get past Kadesh. That's as far as they went, Brother Grissom. They were at the entering in of the promised land. They were near unto the promises of God. when they reached Kadesh. I want you to know, when we find the holiness of God, we're not very far, amen, from His presence, because God is a holy God. And the only way that we can draw near to God is to be holy. God told Moses, don't come any nearer than what you are right now, but take off your shoes, because this is holy ground. You can't get any closer than you are right now, because I'm holy and you're flesh. Praise God. Some people are afraid of God. They want to get just as far away from God as they can. We ought to draw near to God, but at the same time reverence God. Moses knew that he could not get any closer than where he was, but in honor and respect, he took off his sandals because he knew that he was standing on holy ground. We need to get just as close to God as God will permit us to get. Amen. Moses wasn't running away from God. Amen. He desired the presence of God. And finally, and the Bible says that Moses desired to see God. And God said, Moses, if you'll come up into the cleft of the rock, I'm going to pass by and you're going to get a glimpse of my glory. Amen. One day we're going to see Him. Amen. And when we see Jesus, we're going to be changed to be like Him. That's what holiness is. It's pursuing after God. It's pursuing the things of God. Holiness is desiring the presence of God. I would be afraid, amen, to stand in the presence of a holy God with sin in my heart or in my life. When Ananias and Sapphira came and offered their gift to the Lord, they did not fear or reverence the name of the Lord. When they lied to the apostles and said that we got so much, the Bible said they were not lying unto men, but they were lying unto God. Amen. Holiness is being honest in our dealings with one another. You can wear your sleeves as long as you want to wear them. Amen. But if you are not honest in your dealings, if you've got a lying spirit and a deceitful heart, nothing that you put on is going to cover up the guile that God sees in your heart. Amen. Holiness is honesty and integrity. It's speaking truth to your neighbor. Amen. Holiness is living a life that is pleasing to God. That's why it says present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the United Pentecostal Church. Amen. I'm not trying to please man. I'm trying to please God. Holiness is living a life that's acceptable unto God. We're going to stand before His judgment one day. And we're going to give an account, the Bible says, for every idle word that we speak. So holiness is having clean conversation. See, holiness is a lot more than just outward appearance. Our conversation needs to be pure. We need to be careful what we talk about. The words that we say. Because the Bible said we're going to be judged even by every idle word that proceeds out of our mouth. So it's just words. The Bible says, he that says, thou fool, is in danger. Of hellfire. We need to be careful who we criticize and who we condemn. Gossip is not a holiness standard. Talking about your neighbor is not holiness. Holiness is not long hair, long sleeves, and a long tongue. Just because it's long, don't make it right. Hallelujah. Amen. Anything, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You want to know what's in somebody? Listen to what comes out of somebody. Well, you say, oh, that's just the Irish coming out in me. Well, let's get the Irish out of you. Amen. Tell your father, well, the devil made me do it. My dad would say, well, I'm going to beat the devil out of you. We're always blaming things on somebody else. Hallelujah. Come on now. But we're to be holy, which is your reasonable service. Now, here's something else holiness is. And be not conformed to this world. Holiness is not conforming to the world and the world standard. The standards of the world are changing constantly. I was born in 1954, and the world back then was a whole lot different than the world today. What was acceptable back then is a lot different than what's acceptable today. Hello? Holiness doesn't change, amen, with time. How do you know that, Brother Hart? Maybe God does allow holiness to change. Does God change? And holiness originates with who? Who sets the standard? God does. And the Bible says in Him there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. What God considers holy is holy, whether it's yesterday, today, or tomorrow. Amen. Whatever holiness is, amen, we better be sure that it's acceptable unto God, because He's the one that's going to judge us. I'm not worried about what this generation thinks. Amen. Amen. The world, amen, is changing. Word philosophy is changing. But the Word of God has not changed. Amen. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Holiness, amen, is imparted by the Holy Ghost. Holiness cannot be legislated. Holiness is not standards. Holiness is something that not only is in the heart, but it will be manifest on the outside also. And I don't have to have a rule book that tells me thou shalt not wear a bikini to know that I wouldn't look good in bikini. Dear God, if we got to have a rule book to know what holiness is, we're in bad shape. I know it's wrong to steal chickens, and I don't have to have a rule, number 107, that says thou shalt not steal chickens. I quit stealing chickens when I got the Holy Ghost. If we've got the genuine Spirit of God, we're going to desire to be like Jesus. We're going to desire to emulate Him and let Him be our example. Can you say praise the Lord? Well, how long is long, Brother Hart? How long is long? God is going to judge us by our heart. If you do anything, amen, out of wickedness or rebellion, amen, it doesn't matter how it looks on you. Amen. If it comes from a heart of rebellion, amen, it is sin against God. God's going to judge the attitude of your heart as well as the action of your deeds. Say, well, I've never committed adultery, Brother Hart. But Jesus said, he that looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery in his heart already. Holiness is having a pure mind. You want to know what holiness is? I'm talking about biblical holiness. Amen. You can't write enough rules down, amen, to cover everything that needs to be. That God knew that society was going to evolve over generations. In fact, the Bible says that the imaginations of man's heart was evil continually. He was always thinking up new inventions, new things that he could do to get around the rules and the laws of God. There will always be those that will get just as close to the edge as they can get. But real holiness is getting just as close to God as you can dare get. I want to pursue after holiness in the fear of God. I want to draw near unto His presence. Hallelujah. Holiness is pursuing after the things of God. It's desiring to be God-like. Hallelujah. You can have standards without possessing holiness, and the world calls that legalism. So all it is legalism. As long as it looks right. I found out everything that glitters is not gold. Don't judge a book by its cover. Someone that you look down upon, amen, may be closer to God than you are. Now, if the Bible says it's a sin, it's a sin. But just because it's your conviction doesn't make it a sin. How many of you have convictions? Some of you do, but you won't raise your hand. Amen. I thank God that He convicts us of certain things. But I found out that everyone doesn't have the same convictions, Brother Gerson. But the Word of God, amen, sin is sin. It doesn't matter who's committing it. But when it comes to conviction, it's going to vary from person to person. Some people are convicted of certain things because it was a snare to them, amen, before they came to know the Lord. And though it's lawful unto them, it's not convenient. Paul said there are many things that are lawful unto me, but they're not convenient. They're not conducive to godly living, and therefore I'm going to leave it alone. Right. Some things are not profitable. They're not necessarily a sin. But the Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset you. I've played golf a few times. And I never have backslid yet. Wasn't particularly fond of the game, but I played it a few times. But sometimes people preach against what they don't like. And if they enjoy it, it's okay. Even the Bible calls sin by name. It names sin. And I never have found golf in there yet. I've looked. I've got a lot of different translations. Looked through the Concordance. I haven't found it yet. But if golf is a hindrance to you living for God, you better leave it alone. If playing tiddlywinks, amen, is more important to you than living for God, you better give tiddlywinks up, amen, because tiddlywinks is not worth losing your soul. It's all right to have convictions, but don't condemn everybody, amen, because their convictions don't measure up to your convictions. I can't help it if some people don't like baseball. Praise God. Holiness is not standards. You can have standards without possessing holiness, but you cannot possess holiness without standards. Did you get that? You can have standards without holiness, but you cannot have biblical holiness without standards. A true child of God is going to have some standards. Amen. Amen. I have standards. I will not wear a bikini. Everybody's got standards. But a real child of God is going to have standards that are going to reflect well upon God. Amen. We're not, amen, trying to do things that appeal to the flesh. We're trying to do things, amen, that are pleasing in the sight of God. And so if you've got the genuine Holy Ghost, you don't need somebody walking around and telling you where to go and what to do. Because if you've got the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. Can you say praise the Lord? And we need a pastor to teach us things that are detrimental to our living for God. Amen. That we need instruction in righteousness. But there are some things that cannot be instructed. If you don't already have a biblical understanding of holiness, no amount of instruction from the pulpit is going to cause you to be holy. If you don't have it on the inside, no amount of preaching, amen, or any amount of rules and regulation is going to cause you to be holy. The Pharisees had standards. Jesus said, you've got so many rules that you don't even keep them. Sounds like some folks I know. Pharisee, Jesus said, you've got Pharisees that are so heavy that you won't even lift one of them. But you expect the people to conform to your rules. You know why? Because it gave them a sense of empowerment. They like to have the best seats in the synagogue. They like to be called teacher. They like the praises of men. Amen. You really want to get people worked up. Amen. Some people think you're not preaching. Amen. If you're not swinging a battle axe. and condemning everything under God's creation is sin that you're not even preaching yet. If you want to be popular with some folks, amen, preach against everything, even including fresh air in moderation. I'm telling you, if you want to be popular, they wanted the praise of the people. Amen. We know what people want to hear. But the same people that shout amen, hallelujah, bless God, preach it, brother, they're out doing it the next day. They're out doing the very things, amen, that they want the preacher to preach against. Am I talking to somebody tonight? But if you got holiness, you're going to have some standards. I thank God for a church that's got some standards. I thank God for modesty. I'm glad, amen, that we don't, amen, come to the house of God looking like something that just came out of Hollywood or just came in from Las Vegas. Come on now. You don't want your young people looking like Hollywood. Come on now. You don't want the man of God, amen, to look and act like, amen, somebody that's popular in the world, in the media, the popular media. You don't want the Bible said, be ye not, amen, conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to get a biblical point of view. We need to pray, God, give me that mind that was in Christ Jesus. Give me a spiritual mind that I might desire spiritual things. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There are three laws I'm going to end with tonight. Amen. There are three laws in particular, and there is a fourth law, the law of the Spirit. Amen. But I want us to look at three laws: the law of sin, the law of the mind, and the law of Moses. Paul teaches us that there is a law of sin in this world that is greater than the law of Moses and greater than the law of the mind. I want you to know that sin is a powerful force. If you don't believe that the law of sin is a powerful force, then you have not observed the same world that I live in. The Bible says in the last days that because iniquity shall what? Abound. Do you believe that iniquity is abounding in this generation today? We live in a more perverse and evil world, and the world that we were born into, amen, it is abounding. It is growing worse. That the Bible's in the last days, perilous times are going to come when men will not hear sound doctrine and having itching ears. They want to hear the fables of men. They don't want to hear sound doctrine. They don't want to hear truth. They want to hear, amen, things that tickle the ears. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, Paul writing in Romans 7, verse 21, for I find in a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity. I'm reading from the New King James. Bringing me into the captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Holiness cannot be legislated. Holiness cannot be achieved by the keeping of rules and regulations. The law of sin is greater than the law of the mind. Your mind says, I want to serve God. Your mind says, I want to please God. But the law of sin is stronger than the law of the mind. You might have the very best of intentions, but you cannot live for God without the Holy Ghost. You cannot be holy without the Holy Spirit. Holiness requires more than the law of Moses. The law of Moses only reveals how sinful that we really are and how much we really need a Savior. That's what the law of Moses does. It shows man that without a Savior, that we cannot be saved. Because it was in my heart to will, the apostle says, I would do the things that please God. But there was another law that was working in me, the law of sin, and it overpowered the law of my mind and the law of Moses. And I did that which was not convenient. But oh, thank God that there is a way that we can be holy. There's a way you can live, amen, in righteousness. And it doesn't require legislation. It doesn't require amending the amendment. It doesn't require rewriting the book. Amen. I believe we've got the only book that will save us. We don't need another book to save us. We don't need another book to live holy. We don't need a Pentecostal catechism, amen, to live holy. Hello? But if we walk in the Spirit, there's another law. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I thank God that through Jesus Christ, oh, hallelujah, I don't have to serve the law of sin. I don't have to do it in the flesh. But I can live for God by the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Well, I'm free today. Amen. Because His law is written upon the fleshly table of my heart. And that my flesh could not do in that it was weak, God enables me to do. I can say with the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can say no to marijuana. I can say no to getting drunk and getting high and being unfaithful. I can refuse to lie and cheat.
All right.
I can, amen, talk well about my neighbor and speak words of encouragement to my brother. Because I'm not living by the law of man. I'm not living by the law of the flesh. But I found a higher law. I found that the only way that you can ever attain unto holiness is to walk in the Spirit of God. If I could just walk in His Spirit, if I could just go where He would have me to go, if I could just do what He would have me to do. I can be near to the presence of God. Draw me nearer, Lord. Lord, let me get closer to the fire. I don't want to draw back from God. I want to get near the fire. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If we had more of the holiness of God in us, amen, maybe somebody would step aside and look like Moses did at the bush. He saw something that was different. But if you want to look like the world, if you want to talk like the world, if you want to act like the world, why in the world, amen, would they ever want to come and be a part of what you are? If you haven't got anything that they haven't got, why do they need what you've got? I want to get where the fire is, because it's a consuming fire. I said, my God is a consuming fire. It removed the chaff. It will burn out the impurities. I want to be like gold tried in the fire. Oh God, search me. Oh God, make me what you would have me to be. Let me be a reflection of your love. I want to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I love holiness. I said, I love holiness. I love, amen, the things that are godly, the things that are pure. I love things that are peaceable. I love to feel like I'm in the presence of God, because holiness is being like Him. I said, holy is being like God, because He's the only one who is holy in every aspect of the word. He is holy. He said, because I am holy, I want you to be holy. We're not to try to see how much we can be like the world, but we're supposed to see how much we can be like God. Amen. We're not supposed to see how much we can take off. Amen. And not get arrested. Of course, in this day and age, amen, you can take off a lot and not get arrested. Or do all the things that the world is doing. People are doing things today that we would never have thought about in another age and time. Come on now. But that don't make it right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Holiness. The beauty of holiness. Would you stand tonight? There's something beautiful about people who want to live for God. There's something beautiful about people, amen, that just want to please God. There's something beautiful about people, amen, that desire God's presence. There's something beautiful about people who love God's word and love His commandments. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. There's something beautiful about holy people. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's sing to the Lord.
Here I am, Lord. Here I am.
I wonder if there's someone tonight that wants to come and near the presence of God. You want to draw near to God tonight. You want to enter into His presence. You want to be holy as He is holy. You want God to purge you and to take away the impurity that's in your heart. You want to be a reflection of His nature. And if you want to get closer to God, amen, you need to find an altar of prayer. You need to draw near, amen, unto the God that's able to save you and to keep you tonight. Amen. God is a God of holiness. He's a God of purity.
Here I am.
Hallelujah.
Here I am.